Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Happy day three. Okay, so hopefully you're enjoying the program so far. Here we are live. Again, let me just remind you that the lives are not mandatory. Everything that you need is going to be stored in the guide. So you do not need to watch hours and hours and hours of video in order to be successful. There are a few guides up now. There is a welcome guide. There is the prep week guide. That's going to be your main guide moving forward. Next week, there will be a week one guide, week two guide, week three guide. So pretty much moving forward, we're going to be putting everything the rest of this week into the prep week guide. The welcome guide had some tutorial videos, how to navigate the Facebook support group, how to find stuff in here, just make sure you're using the guides, how to try to find the files and such. It had a video on Facebook Lives. It program index, if you're interested in all the different topics that we're going to cover over the course of 3 months, the program index is in the welcome guide, and some FAQs about the program. And then, like I said, Prep Week is going to be your main guide this week. So, for example, all of the posts that were posted today are going to go into the Prep Week guide, with the exception of Tony's new app chat, which is all about progress photos. So, Tony, if you notice, has been uploading these videos that help you guys navigate the app. So he's going to be highlighting like different features as we go. So you're going to want to go back and review that app guide. We also, Andrea posted a new recipe guide yesterday. That's where she's going to be storing some of her recipes. She's got a ton of them over on My Pocket Kitchen. These ones that have been posted so far are the same ones that are in the PDF booklet, which is still available at Amazon if you guys want to purchase. If you do not want to purchase the book and you do want to print off the information, all these posts are to be found in the file section. There is also a guide that has introduced our team. If you have not taken time yet, make sure you head over to that guide and read all of our team bios. It talks about it's really about their journeys and their weight loss journeys. And more importantly, they all share some amazing tips at the end as well. What else? What other guides? I'm sure we got other guides. What other guides is there? There's the app guide, the team guide, the new recipe guide, the welcome guide, and the prep week guide. I'm pretty sure. Oh, the food plan guide. Yeah, the food plan guide. So we've put all of the food plan information, like what you're going to eat and when, into one specific guide. So that way you can easily refer back. We used to have it all in the prep week guide or the week-to-week guides. But I think it's a great idea to store all of the food plan information in its own guide. So everything you need to know about what to eat and when is going to be in that guide. Now, remember, what you eat and when is going to change and evolve, but this is the same basic food plan formula we're going to be working for the next few weeks. Prep Week is all about all of our new members taking time to read the information, run out, grab anything you need, and start making changes. There is no time frame on when you get started, sooner rather than later. The goal is just to, as you get going, try to be as consistent as possible following that food plan. For our returning members, get your ass in gear, hit that road and get going, right? You don't need this week for that. You just need to get right into it and get going. So if you're new to the program, this week might not look perfect for you. You may not have started Monday perfectly because chances are you didn't know what you needed to do. And that this is part of the program. We've included the time for you to understand what you need to do, to run out and basically get ready. We've included the time for you to get ready into the program, and we've built it in. So don't be stressing yourself out this week about being perfect. All right, I'm going to get right to those questions today. Like I've been saying the last couple days, as we get rolling, I'm going to jump right in and immediately start answering your questions. A lot of people asking, what is the difference between the morning live and the evening live? It's really just the questions that I choose to respond to. It's the vibe. Obviously, in the mornings, we're jacked up. We're super excited about our day. We're setting our intentions. Evening's definitely a bit more reflective. I'm tired by the end of the day. My guard guard is down, your guard is down. It's all about having real conversation. So that's what makes them a little different. You can watch all of the lives, none of the lives, some of the lives. Let me also remind you that we are going to post this as an audio version over on our ACAST podcast for you to review later. All right, let's get into it this morning, you guys. How are you? Hello, 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 everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Please remind me after I had the lemon water, should I wait to eat? I saw it somewhere. The lemon water is for a few things. One, just kind of to break your fast, to stimulate your digestive system, to add in some enzymes in there that help with digestion and to cleanse that palate. Like if you think like what goes well with coffee, right? Muffins, donuts, you know, that kind of stuff. What goes well with, you know, some lemon water, like, you know, cleaner, fresher types of fruits. So that's one of the reasons that it's in there. But if you want to have your lemon water, I would wait about 10 minutes and then I would start having my coffee or eating my food. Give or take, honestly, would not stress about that. Some people do need to be mindful about when they're having that lemon water or the apple cider vinegar or when they eat because they do take thyroid medication. And if that's the case, then you definitely want to wait that time. So it really just depends. Thanks, Tony. The app is great.
Someone just said, you're welcome.
Hi, Heidi. Good morning. Gina and Livy Loser team. Third group for me. At this point, I normally don't have many questions to ask, but that's such a great point. But if you are a returning member and you've been here and you know you feel that way, you deserve to reach out and have that support just as much as any of our new members, right? So you could have crushed the first few programs and now you're in a season of life where you're kind of struggling a bit. We are here for you. So even you returning members, I don't care if this is your fifth, sixth, whatever group, we're here for you, right? So don't be shy about reaching out. Back to you, Heidi. Okay, but I think I may have a question that has never been asked for before. Okay, hit me up. I am currently in Mexico for work, and last night my meal came with cooked cactus. Would this be considered a leafy green? My thoughts are it is, and I marked it in my app as a leafy green, but just wondering your thoughts. What is cactus? Sonia, you had cactus before?
No, never.
Tony, cactus?
I would think it'd be a veg.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'm just thinking like because we were recently in Mexico. We went to Cabo and we saw cactuses. And I guess it would depend on the kind of cactus that you're eating. I don't know. I could guess, but I think what we're going to really need to do is actually find out. So we'll be Googling probably after this. But I would think perhaps it's a crossover veg. Like it's a veg that is a veg, but also works like a leafy green, like bok choy, like Brussels sprouts kind of thing. Maybe someone in here, no, you're right. I have not been asked that question before. We'll find out for you, little girl. So enjoy Mexico. You're there for work. I know sometimes when you travel for work, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but I hope you still enjoy. Loving your energy. I wish I had that energy. You mentioned the lives are on podcasts. I couldn't find it on Apple. Perhaps it's not there yet. Tony, is it on Apple? I know it's on, it is on ACAST primarily. And then from there, I think it feeds over into Spotify.
And Apple.
Tony's going to do a post. We're going to do a post, like an actual post. I know he put up a quick post for you guys, but it wasn't an official post that got into the guides. I will get Tony to do that for you today because I'm sure he's got lots of time. But I know his schedule. He's really busy today. But I'm going to get him to do that for you. Put all the links. I'm gonna let people know, do a post, letting people know that you can turn them into audios because that is new and people might not know. And then we'll add the links for you guys. But it is on there. It just might, sometimes though, when something is new, the algorithm or whatever it is that helps you find it isn't there. Like on Amazon, like when we put the book up, like it's there by the link, but when you go search it, you can't find it for a couple days. Will my body go into detox if I ate a piece of bread during lunch today? Okay. Listen, you can have bread and pasta and lose weight. Lots of people continue to eat bread every day and eat pasta and lose weight just fine. When we suggest that you take the bread and pasta out, it's really for the matter of maximizing your efforts to get your body to adjust and adjust to the food plan and start decreasing the amount of insulin it's used to sooner rather than later, right? So bread, it's not that bread is off plan. We do make
make suggestions for it. We say if you're going to have it, have, you know, darker, denser, grainy breads, those kinds of things. So no, bread will not deter you from losing weight. Once your body has decided to go into detox, it's pretty hard to throw it out of detox. Like, you'd really have to do a number on yourself. You'd have to, like, you know, really go super high sugar, eat a large portion of food. Like, you'd have to really try to throw your body out of detox. Once it's decided to head into detox, it's, chances are you're going to detox anyway. Like, for example, we get quite a few people who will say, you know, I totally ate my face off this weekend and my weight was still down today, which would have been like a Monday, right? Like, after the weekend. Why is that? Well, chances are it's because of the hard work they were doing leading up to the weekend, and then their body decided to go into detox. And though, even though they ate their face on the weekend, the body was already in detox. So the body followed through and dropped the fat. So this is why you never, ever, ever, ever blow off your whole day or your whole, God forbid, your whole week because of like one meal or one thing that you ate that day, right? This is why whatever you eat, great. Move it along and continue with the rest of the day, because you can absolutely salvage your day. Any one thing is not going to throw you off. So don't worry about that. That's the thing too. Like, I talked to somebody yesterday who wasn't quite able to follow the plan, you know, for certain reasons. And, you know, listen, you do what you can do. There's going to be so many other things that you can focus on. Obviously, the food plan is important. You do want to follow it as designed. But, you know, sometimes people can't follow it exactly as designed, in which it's still worth following because there are so many other things that you're going to come to realize can help with this process. We call it maximizing, managing your stress and your sleep and, you know, moving your body and, you know, checking in with your doctor, getting your blood work done, see if you have any deficiencies and supplementing and things that you can do, right, to offset any of the things that you can't do. So even if you can't like hit the bar super high where I set it, there is so much wiggle room underneath. You'll hear so many people at the end who's like, oh my God, like, I, you know, life smacked me in the face. I barely showed up, but hey, I still lost 10 pounds, still lost 15 pounds, right? And in a healthy way. So it's just a matter really of maximizing the efforts. Hi, Miranda. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Back for round four. Welcome back, girl. Didn't do great last group. I had to put the group on a back burner due to a lot of bad times and family emergencies last group. And I was up to 207 at the start of this group. But now I'm down 3 pounds already and already in it to this run. That's the thing, you guys. Like, we're motivated and, you know, we got a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. Right now, you should make a commitment to these 3 months and recognize some days you're going to be super motivated and it's going to be so easy to do what you need to do. And then other times you're going to be like, and eating chips for breakfast, you know, and that's okay too. It's just a matter of, you know, as long as you continue to show up, you cannot mess it up. And this happens, you know, people will sign up for a program and they crush it. And then the next group, they have the best intentions. They're like, oh, I'm going to totally crush this. And then something in life happens, right? They lose their job. Someone passes away. They have to sell their house, you know, or, you know, move away or whatever that might be, right? Because that's life. Life is always going to continue to happen while you are trying to lose weight. That there is never a good time to try to lose weight. I've sat down with so many people who have been like, that's it. This is my time. I have carved this time out. Come hell or high water, I am doing this. And then sure enough, life hits the fan. This is why this program, you know, we got to be really realistic. It accounts for things like birthdays, holidays, vacations, travel days, screw your program, I don't want to do this anymore days. You know what I mean? It really, truly, I say that in joking, but it's true. You know, you're going to have those days. You're going to have those days, you know? But as long as you keep showing up. So I love the analogy of getting on the road. And we use this a lot. When you started this weight loss journey, you got in your car and you are now driving to Disneyland. We call it Disneyland. Finally and forever, for lack of a better word. So you're on the road. Your destination may be here, but you're on the road. Now, you may encounter roadblocks and detours and bumps in the road. And you may decide to take layovers and go sightseeing. But all that matters is that you get back on that road and you get yourself one step closer to reaching your goal. It might take some of you weeks, depending on how much weight. It might take you some of you months. It definitely won't take anybody years. You can lose about 100 and something pounds in a year. I know Lee LaForêt, I think it took her about a year to lose 100, 130 pounds, something like that. So you can lose a lot of weight in a year. And here's the thing, time flies, you guys. Look how quickly the last few years have gone by, you know. Time is going to go by anyway. Time does tend to fly. So if, you know, you show up every single day, do the best that you can do, then before you know it, you're going to be freaking amazed about how your results add up. We're going to talk a lot about non-scale victories around here. Today, we have the post on the scale. Make sure you read it over. Watch that video. I know some of you are so nervous about getting on the scale every day. I want this to be the last weight loss program you ever do. The scale is a great tool. That's what it is. It's a tool. It's not a measure of success. The scale is a tool. We want to know when your weight is going up, because with this process, when your weight goes up, chances are the next day it's about to drop. We want to know, when you're hitting a plateau so you can step up your game, maximize your efforts. And yes, you want that plateau, but you want to get your butt off it sooner rather than later. We want to know where our body is at so we can show up and give our body what it needs and support our body and meet our body where it's at and help with this process, right? So that's what the scale is for. And I know so many of you have like PTSD from getting on it, and I totally respect that. So the choice is yours. What you do not want to do is get on that scale once a week. You either get on it every day or don't use it at all. Get on it every day or don't use it at all. The once a week thing is madness. That's like mental torture. You could be crushing it all week. Your scale could be dropping down. You go to weigh yourself on a Friday, but on Thursday night you had some salty food and you did a workout and your weight's going to be up 4 pounds the next day rather than down the 2 pounds that it really is. And then you're going to think you actually gained weight rather than losing weight. That's not going to be motivating for you. And you're going to be like, fuck this. You know what I mean? So if you're getting it on it every day, you're going to see all the fluctuations. Here's the reality. The scale is going to fluctuate. Your hunger levels change every day. Your weight is constantly in flux. You know, there's a lot of moving parts with this, and the scale is a big one of them. And it's all about the downward trend. I'm going to be showing examples of what the scale really looks like. And it doesn't look like a straight line down. It looks up and then down and then back up again and then down and then probably plateaus in there and then back up again and down and up and down. The body will either drop weight or make a change. So in the beginning of this program, some of you are going to start losing right away, which I'm already seeing, which is amazing. And then some of you, your body's going to take the time to work behind the scenes, repair, rebuild, address issues that it needs to address in order for it to focus on fat loss. Trust me, those of you who are dropping now, you will hit your plateaus in the weeks to come. Those of you who are, your body is working behind the scenes now, you'll start dropping in the weeks to come. We have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. Do not judge your success on how quickly or how much you lose in the beginning, all right? It is zero indication. This is where I talk about Lee LaForêt. I talked about her yesterday. It's such a great story. Not only Lee, but many, many along with her have gone well into the program, weeks into the program, not losing, and ended up losing a huge chunk in the back. And Lee didn't lose a pound. She's one of our Vibe ambassadors. You can read her story over in the team guide. She's gone on to lose 130 pounds, but in her very first group, she did not lose a pound until week 7. Clearly, and I know she won't mind me saying, her body was a bit of a mess. She's high stress, a bit broken down. It needed a little bit of love in, you know, creating that strong foundation. But man, once her body was ready to go, I think she dropped upwards of 35, if not 40 pounds in the back end of the program from week 7 and on, right? So I know that it's not a fun thing to hear. The majority of you are going to find this process really easy to follow. The weight's going to come off. You're going to be so excited. Some of you are going to struggle, and we are going to be here for you. And we're going to give you all the tools that you need and all the tips that you need to be successful at the end. So make sure you keep those questions coming. All right, speaking of, let's get some more of these questions. I'm having a hard time making myself eat. Hi, Chris. Why I'm struggling with even the thought of tasting, chewing, swallowing? It's making me feel physically sick. What's going on? Make no mistake, there is a rhyme and a reason to this food plan. I know full well that there are people who try not to eat all day, and now all of a sudden they have to eat all day, and their bodies are not used to eating all day, right? Then we have those of you who, you know, you go all day long without eating, and now all of a sudden you have to eat. So there is definitely an adjustment period. The reality also is that your body's needs change every day. You're going to have some days where you're just not hungry, and then you're going to have days where you're eating your face off every 5 minutes, right? That actually is normal, and the diet industry does not talk about that. This is why calorie counting doesn't make sense. Your body uses a different number of calories each day. Your energy output changes day to day. Some days you're super energetic, some days not so much. It really just depends, right? So it's normal for people to not be hungry. Also mentally, you're looking at that food list. Your mind-body connection is really strong. Your body just might be like, oh my God, like that's exhausting. That's a lot of food. I'm not interested in doing that, which is the whole one of the reasons
of the food plan. Again, if you have not watched that food plan video, you have got to watch the food plan video. Do not go another day in this program not watching that food plan video. We're going to start making changes to it in the weeks to come, but you need to understand what you are doing now. What is the rhyme and the reason behind that? And then one of them is to make your body work super hard for its food. And the thought of eating so often can be exhausting. So you could be turned off by the amount of food. That could be as simple as it is. It could just be that, you know, you've been eating the last couple of days more food than your body is used to. And your body's like, oh my God, okay, I just need a minute to catch up. This is why it's really important to still continue to follow the food plan, because your body's going to need a few days to adjust. What's going to happen is you're going to go from not being hungry at all and not wanting to eat to all of a sudden your body actually letting you know that you are hungry. Some of you are probably already noticing your hunger signals are becoming more pronounced. You will also notice that you will get fuller faster as well. So that works both ways. You'll start to get hungrier, and not hungry. It's not that you're hungrier. It's that your body is going to be more clear about telling you when you are hungry. But on the other side of that, your body's also going to let you know when you're full, which is really cool. So let me revisit this. Sorry. I'm having a hard time making myself eat. I don't know why I'm struggling with even the thought of tasting, chewing, swallowing food. It makes me feel physically sick. What's going on? I mean, you also could be sick. You could have a cold or a flu or virus that's attacking your system. So your body's kind of shutting you down, keeping you low energy, trying to focus more on, you know, whatever it's dealing with in the moment. Who kind of knows? It tends to go like one day you're not hungry. So today, obviously, just have small token amounts, little bites, stimulate that digestive system. And then who knows, tomorrow you might wake up and be like really hungry, right? It could be a variety of things. It could be your emotions that can affect your appetite. It could be your hormones that are affecting appetite. It could be, you know, off the holiday season, especially if you're back, the kids have been home, it's just chaos. You're just like, you know what I mean? Just having the feels affecting your appetite. So many things can affect your appetite. So what you need to do today is just adjust accordingly when following that food plan. If you're not all that hungry, just eat those small token amounts. Hi, Judith. How are you? Hello, hello. Hi, Nikki. On the question of the day post, her daily one, she does early in the morning, put all the questions there and the team will start answering them. Okay. So it's been so funny. And I'm not laughing at you. We know that there's a bit of a learning curve. It can be a little overwhelming for new people in the group. But some people are like, I can't ask a question. Where do I put my question? But they've asked their question where they need to put their question. And someone's like, the questions aren't working. I'm not able to ask any questions. And we're like, well, you just asked this question, so this question is working. Please don't get frustrated. There is a bit of a learning curve. Trust me, I know you can feel overwhelmed. After a couple of days in the group and going into next week, things will calm down and you'll get very comfortable and you'll know how to navigate things. You can ask your questions here on the live. The problem with that is that I can't answer all of them and we don't come back in to answer them after the fact. So if you answer your question here, it's kind of a crapshoot. I'm either going to answer it and talk about it during the live, or maybe another member is going to help answer that question for you. This is why we say, and it gets a little bit trickier than that, because when you try to come back in, we've tried to send the team in to answer the questions after the fact, and then what happens is the timeline gets a little jumbled, and then any new people, when they watch the lives afterwards, if they ask a question, it goes on at the point when they asked it. So it's very difficult for my team to keep up with the questions being asked on the live. So what we do suggest, if you ask a question, pop it over to the question of the day page there. But there are different places where you can get your questions asked. So you can ask on the question of the day page. It's pinned to the very top of the page, but you can also ask your questions on any of the individual posts. So today, for example, we have a post on detox. We're talking about detox, everything detox related, how your body, basically detox is the very, very loose general term that I use to describe when your body is focused on fat loss. So like your body is in detox. And then we also refer to detox as symptoms, how your body's responding to the process. Like I'm feeling detox, like a headache, run down, that kind of thing. We also have a post on the scale today. We also have a post on shift workers. If you are a shift worker or a teacher, or you work 24 hours, you have weird hours, you're a pilot or whatever, the shift worker post is for you. If you want our help, what you can do is give us your hours and we can help figure out how to set your schedules for you. So if you want to do that, over on the shift worker post. So you can ask your questions on the question of the day. You can ask your questions on any of the posts, and you can also ask your questions here on the live, but this is sort of more participation, conversational type of thing. So hopefully that helps. You should find it pretty easy to, when you ask a question, you should get a notification. It should be pretty seamless, although sometimes Facebook is a little bit glitchy, but it should be pretty easy to ask a question. My team usually responds within the hour, anywhere from minutes to within the hour. I ride their butts pretty hard to make sure they get those questions asked. But at the same time, we want to make sure that they're answering your questions in a thoughtful way and, you know, giving you guys the information that you need. Which reminds me, you may notice if you ask a question, my team will answer it. it. And then this first week especially, they're going to send you to more information. We don't know what people have seen and haven't seen, and we know it can be overwhelming with all the information. So you'll notice that my team is adding hashtags. Those hashtags come from the topics tab. So if you go to the topics tab, every time we do a post, we post it, then we post it and store it in the guides, then we turn it into a PDF and put it in the files for you to print off, but also we turn it into a topic and create a hashtag for it. So you can also quickly search things in the topic section. So this is where my vibe ambassadors, when they answer a question that you have, maybe let's say about water, and they'll say, okay, well, you know, this is what you want to keep in mind. Also, you can refer to more info on the water post, and they give you a hashtag. If you click that hashtag, it'll take you directly to the water post, which is really super cool. Please don't be offended by my team suggesting that you review more information. We're just really letting you know it's there. It's not like, hey, dummy, read the info, which we do want you to read the info before you ask questions, but that's not where we're coming from. It's like, hey, here's a post, make sure you review it, just to let you know that it's there, because we know some of you don't have a clue yet. Maybe you just got into a group today, maybe you're at just asked a couple questions, maybe you haven't taken time to review. So please don't be offended by my team suggesting that you read certain posts. It really is just making sure you, convenience wise, we want to make sure you guys are getting the information. Where are we? Made the maple bacon Brussels sprouts on Andrea's website. It was so good. Yeah, she's got some great stuff. Andrea's food looks amazing. It tastes amazing. And what I love about all of her recipes is they are so easy peasy to make. If you're new to the program, we are going to start our cooking, or if you're a returning member, we're going to start our cooking segments up again. You're going to find that we don't take ourselves too seriously with a lot of Andrea's recipes. They're interchangeable with your different proteins and such. If you don't have certain veggies, you know, she can make suggestions for other ones to work. Really, we just want to show you guys. It's a lot easier than you think to eat healthy. It doesn't have to be as time consuming. You do not have to be a Michelin star chef. You know, there's some good takeaways in those. Also, if you're just turning in, let me remind you that Andrea created a recipe guide. That is where she's going to be storing her recipes. And then when we do the cooking segments, she's going to be adding those recipes for the cooking segments into the recipe guide. We are also going to do a separate recipe share page for you guys to be sharing your favorite recipes, your favorite cookbooks. Like, Andrea, we love Andrea. She's amazing. All of her recipes on plan. She's not the be-all, end-all. She's not the be-all, end-all. And no doubt there are thousands of cookbooks out there and recipes that'll work just fine on plan. We would love to hear some of your favorites, so we get the opportunity to do that on the recipe share page. All right, I'm just taking a sip of coffee. Hope you don't mind. Progress, not perfection, Kimberly. I love that. Yeah, that's so huge. Progress, not perfection. That's what we're all about here, right? It's not about being perfect. It's just really not about being perfect. It's not. And people, I find, they paralyze themselves when they try to be perfect. This is just life. This is life. This is you as a human working through life shit, helping your body get this fat out that no longer serves a purpose, doing it in a healthy way that puts you in tune with your body so you can legitimately move on with your life and not have to worry about weight loss again. That's the goal, right? Like, let's end this weight loss fight, for lack of a better word, you know, and let's move on with our lives. That's what it's all about. All right, Janine, I want to see what you have to say here. Getting on the scale was a massive trigger for me in the spring group, but I talked myself through the fear and the tears every single morning until I worked through that crap. Ah, love it. And working through your crap is the only way to move forward towards your finally and forever. It absolutely is. This is all about working through your issues and associations. I talked about this yesterday. For some of you, this is about prioritizing yourself in your own life. Like, actually, because I know that you prioritize everybody and everything else above yourself, right? So for some of you, this will just be a journey in making time for yourself, prioritizing yourself in your own life. I know it sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud, but it's so true. So many people are so busy worrying about everybody else, they don't have time left for themselves, you know? It is. It's working through those issues and those associations. You can absolutely use food to celebrate and show love and to all of those things to enjoy. But if you're using food for anything other than nutritional requirement, you want to work through that. You don't want to use food to cope, right? You want to be able to cope and not need to use food to cope. You want to be able to cope, work through your issue, and then go enjoy a nice meal, right? The two totally different things, right? So this is huge. Let me continue. I want to read this from the beginning because I am the worst. I always interrupt and then I ad lib and then I forget what the hell I'm talking about. So let me read this again. Getting on the scale was a massive trigger for me in the spring group, but I talked myself through the fear and the tears every single morning until I worked through that crap. And working through your crap is the only way to move towards your finally and forever. It took those tears, grace, and time to understand the numbers time to understand the numbers on the scale means absolutely nothing. They don't. It's good to have a goal weight to work towards, but as I get closer to it, I'm realizing all my non-scale victories far outweigh the number I had in my head. Yeah. Yeah, and I think a lot of our returning members get this. And then really, this is really a message for our new members. Really, really it is. Because we know you're excited. You want to lose a lot of weight. It is all about the scale right now. Sooner rather than later, you're going to start feeling amazing. You're going to start sleeping better and pooping better and feeling better. And your body's going to be changing and transforming in front of your eyes. And you're going to feel calm. And, you know, you're really going to start to have all those non-scale victories add up. And before you know it, it really does become the main motivating factor for most people. People will be like, yeah, I want to lose as much weight as possible, but I'm really happy with what's happening with my body. This process really is about working through your issues and associations and less about the food, right? Yeah, the food is like the easy part. Follow the food plan. It's all laid out for you. Once you get into the rhythm of that, that's going to be easy peasy. Each week we make slight adjustments to it. It's all the rest of it. It's all the rest of it. It's showing up, you know, it's managing your stress when you just want to drink a bottle of wine and go to bed and crawl up, you know. Instead, we want to go for a nice walk, take some deep breaths, you know, do some stretching exercises, have a nice warm Epsom salt bath. We want to help ourselves, right? In this journey and in this process. Thank you, Janine. I love that. And I do. We recognize that some of you are just outright terrified by the scale. And we don't want to dismiss that. We really don't. But if this is truly your finally and for, like really, if you're really planning to stick around for 3 months, right? You might not be sure, but we're sure that we can help you. And if you are planning around sticking around for the next 3 months, you want to work through this scale business because you are going to reach your goal. It's just a matter of time. That's all it is. You're going to reach your goal. It's just a matter of time. This program is different. And you know, a lot of people get freaked out about that and they don't understand it. But I think like if you can find like kind of solace in that, in the sense that it is different, maybe it's different. Maybe this diet is different than all the other diets that are out there. Because the diets that are out there, all those diets that you've done, they don't work. There's an emphasis on losing. There's not an emphasis on maintaining, and that really truly is the difference here. Let me go down here and see. Good morning. Hi, Melanie. Feeling great and recognizing all the detox symptoms and embracing them. Well, maybe not the peeing at 3 or 4 a.m. So that's such a great point. There are a couple sure signs of detox. One, when you're following the food plan, you're eating all the food, you're drinking all the water, yet come evening, you're extra hungry, extra thirsty. That might not be a sign that you're extra hungry and extra thirsty. And chances are it's not at all. Chances are that's a sign that you're heading into detox. Very typical. Very typical. You're like, what gives? I've drinking like 10 of these today and I'm still thirsty. Yeah, your body's heading into detox. I'm getting up in the middle of the night, especially around that 3 or 4 o'clock time. Your body's wired to the circadian rhythm. It's sort of like when your body does certain things at certain times, like it filters, it like starts to balance out your hormones at like 10:30. It dresses hormones. Like around 3 or 4 o'clock times when it's getting into your kidneys and into your liver. And that's when that can wake you up. And then when you're awake, you tend up having to go to the bathroom. That's a sign of detox. The next day, when you've gone from the day before, it was really easy to drink your water and you're super thirsty, but the next day you wake up and you're like, you can't drink that water. It's not appealing at all. That's a sign of detox too. So it's great to know what those signs are. Today, I did do a video and a whole post on detox. So you're going to want to make sure 3 major videos so far, you're going to want to make sure you watch. You're going to want to make sure that you watch the food plan video. That's the most important one. You're going to also want to make sure that you understand the detox, because detox is how your body's responding to the food plan. The other one that you might not have seen is, and I believe it's in the welcome video, is the My Method. It just talks about how my process is different. Like I've been saying, you can call this a diet if you want. I call it a method for sustainable weight loss, but there's a start date, there's an end date. It's not like an open-ended, do whatever you want kind of diet situation. It's a method for sustainable weight loss. I have more issue I've been talking about with it being a lifestyle. None of what we're doing today, we're going to ask you to do forever. You won't have to drink as much water. You're drinking that water to be hydrated, but also to support detox. You won't have to follow this food plan. You won't have to do any weird shit in order to maintain your weight when you're done. Hi, Mom. Good morning. Hi, Mom. I have a lot of family in the program. I do a lot of shout outs to my mom. Cheryl, if you're watching, Cheryl Gilders, I saw your lovely post yesterday and I went to go and write it and then I lost it. I went to go and notifications weren't working. Anyway, I want to say hi. Thank you. You're lovely. Nice to see you. I have a lot of family. My Aunt Lori. My Aunt Lori filled in for me a few times last group. It's such a vibe, especially when you have a big group of people following the program. You know what? It really is a program that you can feel good about. Like, it's just everybody trying to live their best lives, trying to drink a little bit more water to be hydrated, trying to sleep better, poop better, manage their stress better, trying to help their body lose this weight in a healthy way so they can literally lose their weight forever, you know? My family... The majority of them live in Lakefield, which is a small town, and man, they love to have fun. And you know, they've done all the previous programs, the last couple of programs, and you know, they enjoy life. They're out on the weekends, they're drinking, they're partying, they're eating, and you know, it's just a vibe. Everyone's feeling their best, right? Feeling their best. You can absolutely live your life on this program and be successful, right? You do not have to be hardcore. In fact, try to have fun with it. Honestly, please, this is not a punishment. I talked about this on the live last night. This is not a punishment, you guys. This is helping. This is taking a concentrated period of time and helping your body lose weight in all the healthiest ways so you can move on with the rest of your life. You're helping your body get rid of fat that it felt the need to store for whatever reason that doesn't matter anymore, and you're helping your body get rid of it in all the healthiest ways. That's what we're doing. We're not starving. We're not depriving. We're not, you know, punishing yourself for gaining this weight, you know. That's not what it's about. It's your body gained weight for whatever reason. First couple weeks of the program, all about addressing that. Really all about addressing your body's needs. This is why it's not about the scale. Like, I could care less if you lose weight or not in the first few weeks. I know that's horrible. I'm a weight loss expert here to lose weight, but that's the truth. I want you to be here at the end. Stick around at the end and I know you're going to be successful. That's a no-brainer. Stick around at the end, no-brainer. You're going to be successful. But I'm not so sure. Some of you are going to stick around and some of you will not stick around. And here's something I have not talked about. It happens every time and I always share these words of wisdom. Every single group, we have people who bail because they don't understand it. It's too much food for them. They don't understand what they eat and when is going to change. And they didn't lose weight quick enough. And they always bail. And I understandably, I get it. But the kicker is what happens is that 3 months is going to fly by and the people who bail are going to flit and flirt around the diet industry and they're going to do more shitty diets that aren't going to work. And maybe you're going to try to lose weight healthy, but this is losing weight healthy. So chances are you're not going to go and walk away from this and find something better. It's just going to be the same old shit. And then what happens is 3 months goes by real quick and those same people, they pop into the end of the group and it's like they stick out like they stick out like, I don't even know what this saying would be. What's the saying for sticking out? Stick out like what? Stick out like, they stick out. Sore thumb. Yeah, they stick out like sore thumbs. And the questions that they ask, and you can tell they haven't been around. And then they private message me and they're like, you know, I know whatever reason I bailed, you know, I want these results. What can I do? And I have to say to them, you have to do the program. That's what happens. They're not patient. And for whatever reason that I didn't lose weight fast enough or it's too much food or they don't understand it. Or they get frustrated and then they bail. But then they see 3 months goes by like that. And then they see everyone losing weight and all of the amazing before and afters, everything that can be accomplished in that short period of time. It's pretty amazing. And people come back and they see that and then they're just like, well, I want that. And then like, well, you can't have that unless you do the work for it. You know, that's the reality. And it really hurts my heart because if you just hang in there, right? Like you may not understand how it works, but that's exciting because that means this is different. You know, I get that's more food than what you're used to eating. Isn't that exciting that I don't have you on a 600 calorie diet? Right? Like, do you know what I mean? And if ever your motivation is waning and you're not sure, remind yourself that you're probably here because you actually know someone who's been successful, right? Or you could head over to our website and read all of our bios of our, you know, our amazing members. Some of them are before and after. Some of them are just straight up inspirational stories about non-scale victories. You know, we have our whole team bio. We're going to be highlighting Livy Loser Spotlights. We're going to be highlighting our members. You know, and we don't pick the most successful. We don't do that. We highlight people who've lost 60 pounds, sure. And we also highlight people who've lost 6 pounds. It's not always about the weight, right? Although you've signed up to lose weight, that's the focus, right? So we're going to keep you inspired. My biggest advice is like, you know, it's so easy to be so unmotivated in the first couple of days. Really wrap your head around this. Look at it as a process. Look at it as a journey or an adventure or a project or a course. There's a start date, there's an end date. You want to make sure you do what you can do to get here and be here at the end, right? All right. More questions. More questions. Good morning. Third timer here and so excited to continue my trip to Disneyland. I'm loving watching the newly recorded videos. Yay! We really tried to level up. We tried to level up the visuals and we're trying to make it easy for you guys to absorb the information. That's why we have the PDF booklet. It is still available. It'll be available for the next month in a bit. People continue to order it, especially as we start to post more and more information. This really truly is all the information that we're going to be posting. It's a lot. Oh my gosh, someone posted, I reposted something on Instagram. Bless her. I can't remember your name. I'm sorry, but she got the book and she's like, well, yeah, this is all the posts. This is a lot of posts. Yeah, this is a lot of posts. But she's like, we got a lot of time to review it. We do. This is just because we take weight loss seriously around here. But this is like for people who like to, you know, get a highlighter and, you know, circle and make notes. That is me. That's how I learn. I can't absorb from a screen, but if you can absorb from a screen or your computer, you don't have to print out anything. This is available for you if you like that. The app is available in terms of tracking. The information we've really tried to streamline, the videos we've tried to add visual. We are trying to make it as easy as possible for people to follow, and we recognize that people learn differently. So we are, the videos are also in closed caption for those of you asking, but in order to see them in closed caption, you have to, oh my God, and with all my slurring and my words, half the time I feel like I'm asleep or drunk doing these lives. I get so excited. I talk so fast. I can't even imagine what the closed captions will say. I would doubt they're entertaining, but you can put closed captions on by turning off the volume. So if you watch the videos and you turn off the volume, that's when the closed captions come on. We do not have transcripts yet. We have turned, we'll work on that maybe one day. We have turned these lives into audio. So we're really just trying to make it as easy as possible. Let me scroll down, see if I can get to some more of these questions before we go. Good morning. Love starting days with you. Hello, Afrusha. I'm notorious for butchering names. Please just, you know, at least I try to attempt them. Where are we? Love starting days with you. Super unrelated, but where is that gorgeous sweater from? Oh, Zara. A lot of my clothes are from Zara. I like bright colors. You'll find that I don't wear a lot of patterns. I used to shop at Winners. It was my favorite store. Just kind of sort of more sort of like retail therapy. I kind of go and peruse. Ever since the pandemic, it's either big lineups to get in or their stock just isn't up. So I've been going to Zara and finding a lot of, you know, just kind of nice, fun, bold, bright sweaters. So most of the stuff that you see me wear is from there. Heads up. It's either from Zara or it's like vintage from Winners. And lipsticks are all, you guys always ask me, and I'll take this opportunity about my lipsticks. So I really cycle between three of the Rihanna Fenty's. They're nice and bright. I was never a lipstick. I'm not a makeup person. Like literally I own three lipsticks, one eyeshadow palette, one blush, one foundation. Like I don't have anything. I'll show you guys maybe one time if you're interested. But I love these bright colors. They're super fun. I never used to wear bright lipstick ever. Oh my God, never. But I love these. I actually found these off of you guys know the Birds Papaya. Do you guys follow the Birds Papaya on Instagram? She introduced me to these. And I have three colors. I have like a red, this is the pink, and then I have a nice coral. So if you guys, Sephora, Fenty, that's it. That's my makeup collection in a nutshell. I've learned a lot in working in television, what kind of looks great, on TV, clothing wise and makeup wise, you know, that is sort of, it's a skill. That's what I like to say. It's a skill. I've learned it from television. But just so you know, in case you guys are ever asking, heartburn can be a sign of lemon juice in my water gives me heartburn. Can I replace with chlorophyll? Okay. Not the same thing at all. Not the same thing at all. I know that when you think that you put acid into, you know, if you have acid reflux issues, it actually makes things worse. In some cases, it will, depending on what's going on. In most cases, actually, it doesn't. Adding the apple cider, like when you have acid reflux, it's not actually due to overproduction of acid. It's actually underproduction of stomach acid. That's like a lot of people think that, right? A lot of people think, oh, you have apple cider vinegar, it's going to make heartburn worse. When in reality, it can actually make it better. So it just sort of depends. What I'm going to say about that is you don't have to do the lemon water at all.
You don't, it's not, it's definitely not make or break, you guys. It's not make or break. I was thinking about that today. It's not a magic thing. We don't use apple cider vinegar and lemon water like other people do. Other people will call it a fat burner. They'll call it, like for fat burning. What else do they say? Like they say all sorts of kooky, ridiculous things that it does. It doesn't do that. They don't do that. To me, it's about getting into the routine, right? Of doing healthy things for you. That lemon water is about the enzymes in the leaven. It's about breaking the fast. It's about cleansing the palate. It's about starting your day by getting that water in and going from there, rather than waking up first thing, putting your coffee into your system and, you know, going for a donut or a muffin or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It's a big part of that. The apple cider vinegar and the lemon water do have, so the lemon water is enzyme based and the apple cider is bacteria based. And that's putting in, it's helping your microbiome, big part of that. So it does have those benefits, but they're not make or break benefits is what I'm trying to say. There is benefits, not to the extreme that people talk about in that outside world, in the crazy diet industry. We do use them for other reasons. They are a benefit, and we do believe in all the things that you do add up. But they are definitely not one thing is make or break. Not one thing is make or break, unless you're completely following the food plan, like not following the food plan, and then you're just doing something on your own. Definitely not make or break for sure. The chlorophyll is not none of those things. The chlorophyll is none of those things, which is why I'm saying like that's not interchangeable, right? It's not a good substitute. If you want to drink chlorophyll, you can totally drink chlorophyll. That does have its benefits as well, but you don't have to switch those out. You don't have to switch those out. Can we talk chocolate? Yes, we can. We can talk chocolate. We can talk chocolate. Hi, Sarah. Can we talk chocolate? I'm a big chocolate lover and usually stick to a piece or two of dark chocolate each day because it's so darn good. Okay. So yeah, I have a post on this, believe it or not. And you're right. Having a piece of dark chocolate every day, especially if you get the good stuff, the organic, the dark chocolate, it can be high in magnesium. It can be, you know, great. I have a problem with the part that you say it's because it's so darn good. And to me, like, listen, people use food. We use food for a lot of things to actually enjoy. Some of you are foodies. You love the taste. You love the flavor of food, right? And when following the program, sometimes it does sort of limit your ability to indulge in those foodie kinds of foods that you like. Let me just put your mind at ease. The whole goal here is for you to lose your weight, have a nice high metabolism, be in tune with your body's needs, no need for your body to store fat, so you can enjoy all those foods that you love, right? So you will circle back around if you're a foodie to really enjoying those foods that you love. The other issue that I have is that we do use food. We use food to celebrate. We use food to show love. We use food to comfort. We use food to cope. We use food to treat. And although we do all of those things, what can happen is that it's that my issue with your chocolate is that you're looking forward to that all day. You should look forward to your life, right? Like you should get excitement from your life, not necessarily from your food. It doesn't mean that your foods aren't yummy and they're delicious and you're adding to that. But, you know, a lot of times people put a lot of stock in food for foods to do things that foods are not designed for. Foods really should be for nutritional requirement. And that's where we want to get to with this program first. We want to really get in tune with your body's actual needs over your wants. And so, yeah, that chocolate may be good, but are you using it as a treat every day, right? Like treat yourself from what? If you want to eat the chocolate, but you shouldn't need to use it as a treat. So I have an issue with people feeding into and perpetuating the need to use food for things other than nutritional requirement. And to me, we're trying to reset. We're trying to reset. Like, for example, you know, a lot of you are so disconnected from your bodies and from like when you were a child, your parents would say things like, you know, you're going to sit there until you eat all your food. Well, as a child, you were probably full. And so your body was like, I'm done. I'm full. But your parent who you love and respect is saying you need to eat all your food. So then you sit there and you overstuff yourself because your mommy said so, even though your body is telling you you're full. But as a little child, you can't articulate that. When your parent says to you, eat your broccoli, it's healthy, it's good for you. You know, when your tummy hasn't quite developed in those cruciferous foods. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Did I get that right?
I get that right. I got that right. Those of you in past groups, you'll understand what I'm talking about. That. I'm not going to say it again. But those are hard to digest. So as a young child, you're eating a food that is causing you digestive upset, which is hard to articulate. And again, your mom or your dad, whoever your moms and your dads, whatever your family dynamic is saying to you, it's healthy for you. But you're sitting here saying, but it hurts my tummy. So we are told to ignore our body's cues. And we have done that with food for a really long time. And so we really want to get in tune with our body's actual needs over our wants. And to me, the chocolate is no big deal. If you want to add it in, but I'm going to suggest that you don't, because in not adding that in, you are working through using foods for things other than nutritional requirements. So that, again, this is so much bigger than just like losing the weight, eating less, exercising more. It's so much bigger than that. It is, yes, getting, following the food plan, addressing your body's needs, giving your body what it needs. But it's also working through those issues and associations and how we've used food and kind of resetting all of that. And then listen, I eat chocolate all the time. I don't look at it as a treat. I'm like, I want chocolate. I'm going to eat chocolate. I eat chips all the time because I love chips and I eat them in bed pretty much every night. Cause I can, and you'll be able to do all of those things too. Once you've lost your weight and after you're into maintaining, you'll be able to just have chocolate cause you want it and it's delicious. And then you won't have to worry because you're trying to lose weight at the same time. That's also, you really have to watch that too. It gets tricky in your brain when you're trying to treat and indulge in yummy, but you're also trying to lose weight at the same time. So if you're not losing weight on the scale the way you want to, and that's messing with your head, and then you're doing these things that really aren't reaching for the stars, and helping your situation, then that can kind of mess with your head. Are you doing all the things? Or you're not doing all the things, So there's just for so many reasons, as you can see, it's not just as easy for me to say have the chocolate, not have the chocolate, right? Like this is why weight loss is hard sometimes, because it's not just as simple as the chocolate and the calories that are in the chocolate. It's what the chocolate represents. So who knew there was so much to say about that one little piece of chocolate, huh? But it's true. So I have a post on this. And then we can all assess our situation. Some of you guys are going to want to be super hardcore with this, and you're going to want to do all the things and do them perfectly. And then other people are like, I'm going to still have my chocolate. I'm going to still have pizza night with my kids on Friday. And that is totally okay too. So it's really just about how you want to navigate. What you cannot do is function through this program and rag on yourself like you're being hardcore when you're not being hardcore. Like you can't be having the chocolate and eating the pizza and doing those things and then getting on the scale and being like, how come I'm not losing more? Well, you know why. I've told you all the things to do to get that scale moving sooner rather than later, and you're choosing not to do all the things, and you're choosing to do other things that are purposely going to slow you down. So therefore, the scale is going to slow, which is fine if you're okay with that. Like, and I'm not being like facetious here. I don't know if that's the right word, but like everybody's journey is their own. So it's all about how you want to navigate through this process. Do you want to do it having chocolate every day? And if you do, that's totally cool. And if you want to kind of just, do all the things and max it out, that's cool too, right? And if you want to switch that up day to day, that's also fun. Everyone's a little different. Good morning. Hi, Terry. Non-scale victory. First time in my life I was able to get blood work without two people looking for my veins. It was my shortest blood. It's all that water pumping. You hydrated. It was all that water pumping through your veins. Yes, it was. It was the shortest blood work ever. I love that. Good morning from Puerto Vallarta. Hello, Rosie. Rosie, second time around for me, and yes, happy to be back. I want to know if I will go through detox. I lost 10 pounds first time and not sure where my journey will take me this time, a true adventure. Who knows? It can be different each time. Remember, you're bringing a whole new body to the table this time. Your body worked through a shit ton of issues last time. You dropped that weight. Now your metabolism is higher. You're even more in tune. Who knows? Sometimes people can have really strong detox symptoms in the beginning and they stay strong the whole time. Sometimes they have them strong and then they kind of peter out and they just get less and less. Sometimes they're strong and then they peter out and then they pop up at the end when you're getting into more of that sort of that deeper, that visceral fat. Your body tends to get more detoxy then. Some people don't have any detox symptoms. Like some people legit is like, I feel nothing and the scale drops just fine. It doesn't affect. Detox symptoms do not affect what's happening on the scale. Like unfortunately, strong detox symptoms do not necessarily suggest that you're going to see big numbers.
unfortunately. So it just depends. And you can have someone who eats really healthy and their body is really toxic because of the creams that they've been using over the years. Like I hate talking about toxins. It sounds like I'm a, you know, one of those extreme people on the internet. But the reality is that, you know, toxins are things like artificial flavors and colors and additives, things that your body can't produce, will store in your fat cells. Things like when you put cream, we talk a lot about, a lot of you guys talking about skin too. Let me interrupt for a second. A lot of you guys talking about skin issues. We're gonna break that down. Don't worry about skin. We're gonna talk about skin. We're gonna talk about how to manage that skin. We actually have a dermatologist, Dr. Anatoly Freeman, who is like the director of the Toronto Dermatology Center. Like he is no joke. We are so lucky to have him. He actually will come on towards the end of the program and talk about skin as well. So we will be talking about that. What was my point here? Kind of detox? Was I talking about detox? So when you put like creams, like your skin is your body's largest organ. When you put creams that have all those fragrances and stuff in them, they're toxins your body can't produce, process. So they get stored in your fat. Environmental toxins that you're breathing in. Anyway, that is how your body copes with toxins. It stores them in their fat cells and then kind of, you know, deals with them later. So all of those toxins are stored in your fat cells. So when you lose weight, you don't lose fat cells. The number of fat cells that you have stay the same. Your fat cells expand and then they shrink. So when you burn fat, what happens is you burn what fills your fat cells, and then those toxins are left, and then they get into your gallbladder, they gunk it up, which is why so many of you have had to have your gallbladder removed. But with this process, what we're doing is what fills those toxins are being released from the body, fills the fat cells is being released from the body when you pee, when you poo, when you breathe, and when you sweat, and those toxins are also being released. So that is what's making people feel horrible. And there's kind of no way around that. You want that to happen. You do. You want it to happen. Again, some people super extreme. It shouldn't cause you to throw up. Like some people are like, oh my God, I'm in detox so bad, I'm throwing up. No, you're not. Chances are you have a stomach flu. Detox will not make you throw up. It won't make you stop your day. You should be able to still go to work, take care of your kids and stuff like that. It's more sort of like PMS. Sorry, guys. I don't really have a comparable comparison, but it's, for women, it can be feel like PMS. Like your body, you get bloated, your body's retaining water, you kind of feel off, you feel headachy, you kind of feel run down a little bit. It can feel very much the same because we are piggybacking the same detox response, which is so super cool. So who knows? I guess you want. Having detox symptoms can be beneficial because it is insight into where your body is at. I mean, that's some people like, hey, like if you're a new member, keep your eyes on the post. Old members will be like, oh, I feel so bloated and gross today. Yay. And you're like, what? Why are you yaying when you feel bloated and gross? Or someone will be, my weight is up today. I'm so excited. And you're going to be like, why are they excited their weight is up? Like, because that for most people means that typically for most people, their weight will go up before it drops. Because in order to get the fat out, the body is retaining water, and that's kind of cause your scale to be up. And then as your body starts detoxing, obviously the scale goes down. How am I for time? Oh my goodness. I have like two more minutes. I'm on a supplement program for hormones. Whoops, where'd that go? Etc. to support my natural path based on hormones, Dutch test, blood test. Can I stay in this regimen or do I need to switch the supplement? No. So we actually are having, we have Dr. Paul who's going to be coming on. We're actually going to be talking to a hormone educator, Jen Pike. She's going to be coming into the group. I'm actually talking to her today, actually. She's got some exciting stuff for us. So we absolutely advise that people, this is a real great baseline program for your health and wellness. You know, essentially weight loss is a side effect from helping your body get healthy. Your body has no need to store fat. If you help your body get rid of it, it will. Hormones are a totally different thing. Health issues, thyroid issues, you're diabetic, whatever you got going on, autoimmune, any of those things, right? So this is an amazing baseline program to help your body get as healthy as possible and really enable your body to be able to focus on those other things. So we absolutely suggest, like this, we don't talk a lot about hormones. This program is great for balancing hormones, although your hormones are never balanced. They're constantly in flux. This program is great for that. But we do suggest if you think that you have other hormonal issues going on, absolutely work with your healthcare provider. Food plan wise, they should pretty much fall in line with what we're suggesting here. Like if you're looking to lose weight, ultimately follow the food plan. Don't go messing with it. Don't mess with my food plan, you guys. Because before you know it, you've gone from a method that works into doing some weird version of your own that doesn't work. So that's my biggest advice. Follow the food plan as designed. But whatever terms of supplements that your healthcare providers are suggesting, they absolutely trump us. This is not a supplement program. Believe it or not, you do not need to take the supplements to be successful. It's just that for some people, being deficient in vitamin D, being deficient in magnesium, and having their digestive system be a mess is absolutely playing a role in how their body functions. And when we're trying to help the body function at the most optimal levels, then sometimes you need to supplement. I'm not a big pill pusher. You also need to know that we do not benefit from supplements at all. We're going to have pharmacist Aaron Kaufman on. Straight up, we are not. We have severed our partnership with DrugSmart. We are no longer working with them. We want to just work primarily with Aaron, who is our pharmacist. And then we want to give you guys options in terms of where you are getting your supplements. Aaron is going to source a bunch of stuff for us on Amazon. Great products at great prices. There's also well.ca. There's also your local health food store. There's also your local, your pharmacist. There's your healthcare practitioners. There's your naturopaths or your doctors. What I am presenting to you is things that I know can be beneficial and things that if you are deficient in can hinder the process. I am presenting them to you. I am not prescribing them to you. I will present the supplements to you. I will do a post. We will talk to pharmacist Aaron Kaufman. We will talk to Dr. Paul about them. And then you guys can take your list of things that you feel that you might benefit from and then head to your doctors and have that discussion. So that's an important conversation. We're going to talk in week two. We're going to start. There is no rush. People are like, well, I need them now. No, you do not. And that would be so irresponsible of me to just like tell people what supplements to take without suggesting why I'm taking them. That goes for my whole program. I am presenting you this nice, neatly packaged program that I have designed after working 30 years, helping thousands of people hands-on, full-time, as my career, lose weight. And I'm sharing it with you. And whether you share to follow everything I say or some of the things I say, ultimately, at the end of the day, that is up to you, right? I'm not here to debate either. That's really important. I straight up get people coming into my program looking to challenge me. Why does a program work so well? I'm going to debunk her. Good luck. I had just got no interest in that. I'm actually here to help people. The reason why I don't use a lot of scientific terms is I could give a rat's ass what the fucking scientists say. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help Sally, who lives in Idaho, who struggled with her weight in her entire life. She's done all the diets. You know, she's eating less, she's exercising more, and she can't lose weight. I'm here to help her. So I'm talking to Sally in a language that she can understand. That's what I'm here to do. I'm not here to debate how the program works. That was like before you signed up. So you'll notice I will answer all the questions you have about the program. What I will not do is debate. And you know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it at the end of the day, right? This is just me as an expert sharing what I know works and works really well. And I'm presenting it to you guys. So the supplements are no different. Supplements are no different. So yes, if your healthcare provider has told you that take something else, take what they suggest, not what I'm suggesting. Though you may want to say to them, hey, Gina has suggested this. Would this be a good compliment? In which chances are they will say yes, totally fine. All the supplements, everything that I suggest are totally safe and sound. Though if you are taking certain medications, have any health issues, you do want to check in with your doctor, like I said. We'll talk about that more. For now, the focus really is the food plan. Food plan. Get consistent with it. Get into routine about it. You want to start being as consistent as possible, because as we move forward in the weeks to come, we're going to start making changes to it. Heads up, next week is just about fine tuning and perfecting the changes that you've made this week, being as consistent as possible. Week three is all about consistency to the point of boredom and mindfulness. And that's when we start to address portion. So you want to be so super routine by the time we roll into week three that you're bored. Yeah, I want you to be bored with your foods. I want you to be so super routine with your foods that your body can clearly react and respond and then start to calm down, because the changes that you've made are stressful to the body, even though they're healthy. So it's all like stressful right now, right? And so you want to calm that down. You want to get into the routine and you want to have the body also calm down along with it and get into a really good place. If you're starting to get bored with your foods a couple weeks in, you're in a good place. From there, then we're going to switch it up. We're going to make it exciting, but we want to get to this place where the body has time to adjust to the changes, calm down, so you can see how your body's responding. So that is the task for this week. I don't want to go, but I gotta go. Thanks for joining me this morning. Remember, you can find the audio version of this over on our Acast podcast, in which Tony will add the link to the top of this post after the fact. Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember to have fun. Keep those questions coming. Make sure you're super clear on everything that you need to do. I will be back tonight at 7 p.m. if you want to join me then. Otherwise, have an amazing day, everyone, and I will see you later. Bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.